a short sketch of the life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as found in the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Part 17. While Lord Chaitanya was camping at Varanasi, Sanatan Goswami also arrived after retiring from office. Sanatan was formerly one of the state ministers in the government of Bengal, then under the regime of Nawab Hussain Shah. Sanatan had some difficulty in getting relief from the state service, for the Nawab was reluctant to let Sanatan leave. Nonetheless, Sanatan came to Varanasi, and Lord Chaitanya taught Sanatan the principles of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya taught Sanatan about the constitutional position of the living being, the cause of one's bondage under material conditions, one's eternal relation with the personality of Godhead, the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna's expansions in different plenary full portions of incarnations, Krishna's control of different parts of the universe, the nature of Krishna's transcendental abode, devotional activities, their different stages of development, the rules and regulations for achieving the gradual stages of spiritual perfection, the symptoms of different incarnations in different ages, and how to detect the incarnations with reference to the context of revealed scriptures. Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatan Goswami form a big chapter in the text of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and to explain the whole teachings in minute details will require a volume in itself. And so these are treated in detail in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. At Mathura, Lord Chaitanya visited all the important places. Then, Lord Chaitanya reached Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the family of a high-caste Brahmin, and over and above that as a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya was the preceptor for all the varnas and ashrams. But Lord Chaitanya used to accept meals from all classes of Vaishnavas. At Mathura, the Sanodhya Brahmanas are considered to be in the lower status of society. But Lord Chaitanya accepted meals in the family of such a Brahmana also, because Lord Chaitanya's host happened to be a disciple of the Madhavendra Puri family. At Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya took bath in 24 important bathing places and ghats. Lord Chaitanya traveled to all the 12 important vanas or forests. In these forests, all the cows and birds welcomed Lord Chaitanya as if Lord Chaitanya were their very old friend. Lord Chaitanya also began to embrace all the trees of those forests, and by doing so, Lord Chaitanya felt the symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious, but Lord Chaitanya was made to regain consciousness by the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. The transcendental symptoms that were visible on the body of Lord Chaitanya during his travel within the forests of Vrindavan were all unique and inexplicable, and we have just given a synopsis only. Some of the important places that were visited by Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan were Kamyavan, Adishwara, Pavana Sarovara, Kadiravana, Sheshayi, Kaila Tirtha, Bandiravana, Badravana, Srivana, Lauhavana, Mahavana, Gokula, Kaliya Hrada, Dwadasha Aditya, Kesi Tirtha, etc. When Lord Chaitanya saw the place where the Rasa dance took place, Mahaprabhu at once fell down in trance. As long as Lord Chaitanya remained at Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya made his headquarters at Akura Ghat. From Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya's personal servitor, Krishna Das Vipra, induced Lord Chaitanya to go back to Prayag to take bath during the Magha Mela. Lord Chaitanya acceded to this proposal and they started for Prayag. On the way, they met with some Patans, amongst whom there was a learned Maulana. Lord Chaitanya had some talks with the Maulana and his companions, and Lord Chaitanya convinced the Maulana that in the Quran also there are descriptions of Bhagavad Dharma and Krishna. So all the Patans were converted to Lord Chaitanya's cult of devotional service. When Lord Chaitanya returned to Prayag, Srila Rupa Goswami and his youngest brother met Lord Chaitanya near Bindu Madhava temple. This time, Lord Chaitanya was welcomed by the people of Prayag more respectfully. Vallabha Bhatta, who resided on the other bank of Prayag in the village of Adaila, was to receive Lord Chaitanya at his place. But while going there, Mahaprabhu jumped in the river Yamuna. With great difficulty, Lord Chaitanya was picked up in an unconscious state. Finally, Mahaprabhu visited the headquarters of Vallabha Bhatta. This Vallabha Bhatta was one of Lord Chaitanya's chief admirers. But later on, Vallabha Bhatta inaugurated his own party, the Vallabha Sampradaya. On the bank of the Dashashvamedha Ghat at Prayag, for 10 days continually, Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami in the science of devotional service to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya taught the Goswami the divisions of the living creatures in 8,400,000 species of life. Then, Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa Goswami about the human species. Out of them, Lord Chaitanya discussed the followers of the Vedic principles, out of them the fruitive workers, out of them the empiric philosophers, and out of them the liberated souls. Lord Chaitanya said that there are only a few who are actually pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami was the younger brother of Sanatan Goswami. So when Rupa Goswami retired from service, he brought with him 2 boatfuls of gold coins. This means that Rupa Goswami brought with him some hundreds of thousands of rupees accumulated by the labor of his service. And before leaving home for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami divided the wealth as follows. 50% for the service of the Lord and his devotees, 25% for relatives, and 25% for his personal needs in case of emergency. And in this way, Rupa Goswami set an example for all householders. Lord Chaitanya also taught Rupa Goswami about devotional service, comparing it to a creeper, advising Rupa to protect the bhakti creeper most carefully against the mad elephant offense against the pure devotees. In addition, the creeper has to be protected from the desires of sense enjoyment, monistic liberation, and perfection of the Hatha Yoga system. These are all detrimental on the path of devotional service. Similarly, violence against living beings and desire for worldly gain, worldly reception, and worldly fame are all detrimental to the progress of bhakti or Bhagavat Dharma. For pure devotional service must be freed from all desires for sense gratification, fruitive aspirations, and culture of monistic knowledge. One must be freed from all kinds of designations, and when one is thus converted to transcendental purity, then one can serve Krishna by one's purified senses. But as long as there is the desire to enjoy sensually, or to become one with the Supreme, or to possess the mystic powers, then there is no question of attaining the stage of pure devotional service. Devotional service is conducted under two categories, namely the primary practice and the spontaneous emotion. And when one can rise to the platform of spontaneous emotion, then he or she can make further progress by spiritual attachment, feeling, love, and many higher stages of devotional life for which there are no English words. We have tried to explain the science of devotional service in our book, The Nectar of Devotion, which is based on the authority of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Transcendental devotional service has five stages of reciprocation. Number one, the self-realization stage, just after liberation from material bondage, is called the shanta or neutral stage. Number two, after that, when there is development of transcendental knowledge of the Lord's internal opulences, the devotee engages in the dasya stage. Number three, by further development of the dasya stage, a respectful fraternity with Krishna develops, and above that, a feeling of friendship on equal terms becomes manifest. Both of these stages are called sakya stage, or devotional service in friendship. Number four, above this is the stage of paternal affection towards Krishna, and this is called the vatsalya stage. And number five, above this is the stage of conjugal love, and this stage is called the highest stage of love of God, although there is no difference in quality in any of the above stages. This last stage of conjugal love of God is called the Madhurya stage. Thus, Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami in devotional science and deputed him to Vrindavan to excavate the lost sites of the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. After this, Mahaprabhu returned to Varanasi and delivered the sannyasis and instructed the elder brother of Rupa Goswami, namely Sanatan. This we have already discussed. Recorded December 9, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Ainechi aushadhi maya nashibaro lagi harinam mahamantra lao tumi magi bhakti vinoda prabhu charane pariya Shri Hari Nama Mantra Loilo Magiya Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nashibara Lagi
Harinama Mahamantra Lautumi Magi Vakati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Pariya She Hari Nama Mantra Loi Lo Magiya Eneki Aushadhi Maya Nahi Baro Lagi Hari Nama Mahamantra Lautumi Magi She Hari Nama Mantra Loi Lo Magiya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Lord Chaitanya says, I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, I fall at Lord Gauranga's feet, having taken this Mahamantra.